listening to WMC Digital, College Park, The Greatest City in America with me, Parker, first episode. Give me a sec to get fully situated, first time, technically. But while we are waiting, I'm going to play PSA and, you know, go from there. Filipino Cultural Association? Yeah.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Alright, now that we have done that, I'm gonna do this first episode about now it all makes sense. I mean, the whole concept of the show is gonna be trying to look at a different city that I'm interested in every week. Maybe it's a place I've been, maybe not. Maybe a place that I've seen local music at, or just I'm a big fan of. And kind of could be kind of chronological or kind of random, you know, by genre, but trying to like look at a specific thing that came out of there or is unique and interesting about it. You know, the name of the show, The Greatest City in America, is an ode to Baltimore, but the entire thing will not just be Baltimore stuff. I'm just starting with hardcore because I don't know, however you feel, I love Baltimore hardcore, and maybe there's older bands, maybe there's less renowned like stuff that people can become aware of, and also it's easy for me to do right off the bat. I think this whole thing's gonna be done pretty chronologically in some ways. Starting with like Gut Instinct, like late 80s, 90s hardcore band, kind of the earliest that I am like aware of, to kind of other bands that came out of there, Next Step Up and Stout, etc. And then I might play some new stuff and some other bands you physically can see currently that exist, even though I saw Next Step Up recently. But yeah, we'll just start. I'll play a few, yap some more. Enjoy.
I knew your fate.
Yeah, love that song. What was I gonna say? Yeah, that was two songs by Gut Instinct, and then Disturbing the Peace. I mean, sorry. Next up, Karma. That whole EP they made in the '90s, I think, is so still sounds so good today. And I saw them play it live, or at least a few songs off it, a few weeks ago, which I was. I felt lucky to do, because, yeah, you never know if, like, old, or I never think about if old, like, hardcore bands are gonna still be any good, or people are gonna come, or, like, if people know, but I think in Baltimore, people, pretty universally recognize, like, yeah, Stout, Gut Instinct, just, you know, Next Step Up is, like, the forefathers of a lot of, like, modern kind of hardcore, even though, you know, they're sounding kind of metallic back then, and but just doing, like, you know, the greatest breakdowns. And yeah, I think for me, hardcore, and this is true as well for, like, club music, like, next week, if I talk about that, is, like, best experience in really a live setting. The context and, like, the community and the way people express themselves, you know, to it, and it is just my preferred medium for always hearing this kind of music. I think, like, you know, oftentimes the recordings are, I mean, intentionally nowadays, but, like, pretty poor. Like, I bought that Disturbing the Peace record from a place in DC. The 7-inch, and then, like, you know, they tell this story on the inside about the recording of it and how it was in some, you know, like, bando house in, like, Patapsco State Park, that, you know, had, like, atrocious acoustics and sounds, and of course I like how it sounds now, and, like, I bought the record, but objectively, like, interesting. Yeah, like, it's just, it's not about the recording, it's about the live experience, if I can digress. I think I'll play, yeah, maybe the next, like, generation of kind of hardcore that I love, play some TUI songs. Some of my favorites are the ones that I feel that are most Baltimore-centric. You know, what Justice talks about in, like, Streetlights and everything is super on that, and then, yeah, I'll transition to some other stuff, but enjoy.
Remember what we have is ours to lose. The time has come.
Yes. Yeah. TUI. For me, such an influential piece of Baltimore hardcore that I felt so lucky to see at like Autobar a few years back. I don't know if anyone who's listening to this would have been there, but it was really like that was the best. Yeah, one of the best shows I've been to. You know, the iconic John Waters photo, getting to like yeah, I like saw him leaving the Autobar. My friend went up to get a photo with him, and I kind of didn't want to be annoying, but he like double parked this car right in front of the spot, and then just left or ran off. But yeah, the demo for me, the TUI demos, I could just play the whole thing if I was just thinking by myself and what I would enjoy. But yeah, and then I played Leave No Doubt, Mindset. A band that I kind of forgotten about, as like a Baltimore thing, until like Fight Back covered that song, and I remembered how good it is. Super positive, different kind of angle from other styles that were, I think, happening in Baltimore at the time. Speaking of other styles, I think I want to play some stuff that maybe is like sonically pretty different from what I've been playing. I don't even know what hardcore really is, hardcore punk, right? But I also want to show some appreciation for the more like crusty D-beat bands in the city. That I think even if they sound different, I think there's so much crossover, and it's like essentially the same scene, and so I think it's still relevant to that. Also, it is maybe 400 degrees in this room right now. Even though it is beautiful outside, I am sweating like I was in a pit. But let me play a Scholar song. Scholar Alarm, set your Scholar. And then I'll play some more, more punky crust. Yeah. Thank you. Wasn't that just wonderful? You heard a song by Scholar. I had to get off Bandcamp, and then Cataclysmic, Conflict of Commands, and then Narcan, kind of more power violence-y stuff. I think the other thing about Baltimore is there's just such a small knit group of people or scene to begin with that. You know, people who, might be in like three different bands of differing sounds, but like can play on the same bill, or it's not as like rigid and structured in like what the sound needs to be to be a good gig. I think I'm gonna play some more stuff in this vein of kind of power violence-y, and then go into some more, I guess, well-known Baltimore bands, play an ended song where they at least, yeah, mention Baltimore directly. I think I have to, you know, no matter how you feel about them, you know, they claim Baltimore in all these very loud and about ways. So I think I need to put that on, and then some Gaskets, some other stuff, and then I'll play some like new, very fast music that that I'm excited about. Yeah, peace. We'll be right back. Yo, that was sick. Yeah, you heard two songs by Sinister Feeling, some of my favorite ones. That's a band for me that was probably one of the first that I saw regularly in Baltimore, and could like always be assured was gonna be a scary experience. Like when when I was like 17, 18, there was gonna be a man looking to like crowd kill me during that. But it's always been just a visceral attempt. I've never seen a show where they were not people were not moving, the people were not like getting down. Then I played the End It, the Comeback, played a few songs by Gasket, and then a song by Doubt, and I realized they have like the kind of the exact same intro drum bit, like the maybe I'll play, what, you know, can I do this tech here, let's see if you can hear this. This is the Gasket song, and this is not a bad thing, this is just, I mean, they're both like such danceable songs that I've enjoyed, but it's interesting how they sing. This is the Gasket, and this is the Doubt. I'm trying to tap into drums more, so just my thoughts. Yeah, I'm gonna play some more like modern bands, as in like you can see them. I can't say too much for what I'm allowed to do on this, but Infiltrators, it is possible to see them if you are in Baltimore, and yeah, making really good fast stuff. And then I'll play some other new friends and people, and see how much time I have. Sweet. Yeah, those were Infiltrators, a few songs by Fightback. I think they're like chill dudes or whatever, I don't really know. And then I'm going to play like one more Drive Bomb song. That was No Idols as well. I wanted to play another one, but I didn't really have time. And then a Civilian song, which is kind of this oi punk band. Maybe the most melodic song I've played tonight. But I think it's a good way to end the night. And I'm excited to get out of the heat. But yeah, next week, probably Baltimore Club should be even more danceable, even more fun, and I'll have some very stuff that like I think has never been played on WMEC before. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Have a great night.
Oh, would anybody ever want to leave Baltimore? That's what I'm asking.